Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special day for everyone in Marzah Sheyichlus with Moshe Mishnah Marzah Moshe Mordechai. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, it says that you should wash your hands, even if they're not Tameh, and make a bracha of Alantilas Yadayim. And so writes the Rambam in Perek Vav, in his bracha Salach HaBeis, called Anot V'yad V'bein Achila V'bein Kriya Shema V'bein L'Tfila. Anyone who washes his hands, both for eating, shema, davening, first he makes an alam tilas yadayim, shizom mitzvah chacham, shizdavenu manatar l'shemo mein, because this is the mitzvah of the chachamim. This is the mitzvah of the chachamim to wash your hands and make a bracha. Interestingly, the Rambam says you make a bracha even when you wash for shema, when you wash for davening. Now, a lot of people don't even wash for davening, but you have to wash for davening. The Rambam paskins, we don't do this, but the Rambam paskins even make a bracha. In my machorim, you don't make a bracha, the Rambam says, because it's a sakana. The makor of the Rambam is in Chulin 105a. The mayim b'shayim the mitzvah, v'achorinim choyva. Rashi says, mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? The shmoya divrei chachomim. So the Rambam's makor, that it's a mitzvah to wash your hands, says Gemara. The mayim b'shayim is a mitzvah. What does it mean? Mitzvah, mitzvah, l'shoa divrei chachomim. And that's what it says later on, 106a in Chulin. And the tilsi daim l'chulin is b'nei serach tshuma, but only b'nei mitzvah. It's because of the chashash that somebody's b'nei tshuma down in tilsi daim, also because of mitzvah, amar abaye. What's the mitzvah of l'shmoa divrei chachamim? Rashi explains shetiknuha. The rabbis were mitaken, and it's a mitzvah to make this decree, and it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Tosfos writes, mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. Ah, what about serach tshuma? Halo mishum serach tshuma tiknuha. Im kein ma'avod. So, if it's Tosfos asks number one, what do you mean? It's because of mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. It's because of serach tshuma. That's why we're doing it. And also, what's the vote? Vote Mishum Mitzvah. What's the vote? So Tosfos answers. Meishlama Tekinu Mishum Mekius. The Takana is because of cleanliness. In other words, besides the Srach Truma, which you're reading it for Chashash that a person's going to come to eat Truma down in Tehil Sudan, which is not allowed to do. He has to do a wash this time for any bread. There's also a mitzvah, it's nikius, cleanliness. And that's the mitzvah shodei v'cham. Rashi's mashma is not too tamim. The tikkun that they are mitaken mishum serach tshuma, they made it into a mitzvah. They are mitaken al serach tshuma, they made it into a mitzvah. Now, Rabbeinu talks about this, remember Rabbeinu Avraham Rebbe Zatzal, in the Nas Imperio on Tos Daim. Sif Kanalat in the Simon, he's marich. And then now we're going to go, this is Sivkat and Gimel in the Sefer. We had to say that there's a mitzvah, mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim, divrei chachamim, and stav Yisrael asks, gedor m'sevan l'suri d'araisa, and the Jews were commanded to make fences for a suri d'araisa, rashi beitza, dibar maschel batan, yushmarti mismishmarti, asu mishmeru skom agzeru l'mishmarti l'torasi. So we have to make fences for a suri d'araisa, like Rashi says, you should guard my guardings, make guarding for my guardings. And that's the rabbi's obligation to make gedar. And that's basically where on Nivamis 21a. And similarly, that the Tira goes Lita Yadayim Atz Srach Truma is because of Mishmeres that we have to make Siagam L'Torah. And particularly, they guarded the guardings with regard to Truma. Like the Gemara might cut of ham and aleph rems that seem for us when I tore me nine. We'll see. We shmar the mishmarti. Assume mishmaris the mishmarti. Rashi assume mishmaris the ochlet shuma. We'll see. Mishmaris. We'll see. An insat the chas mishmaris from my side. Shelo yiyu mitamin. So it says that you have to make a mark the graves. As Rashi explains, assume mishmaris shelo yitam ochlet shuma, that those who eat shuma shouldn't become tameh. Because that's called a mishmeres in the pasuk v'nei satichas mishmeres truma. So you have to make a special siag, a special gather for the ochle truma. So because of that, you also have to. Because of that, Chazal were mitaken to wash until sidaim mishum serach truma. They were commanded to make mishmeres the mishmeres. Now if that's true, then this is not the gather mitzvah shem avarchem ala, like Tosfos writes in Shabbos. You don't make a bracha on mayim achronim. It's just hatsala. And similarly, in Tosin Chulin Kufay Amad Aleph, the Ramaschal Mai Rishonim. And so it's the Rambam, they don't make a bracha on Mai Machronim, the Rambam we quoted, because it's only Al Sakana. And so it's the Ran. And that it says that you make if a person has two entrances to his chatzar, he needs a ner Hanukkah on each one. The Ran says, since you're only lighting al Shabbat, people won't be choshed, you suspect you that you didn't light at all. You only make a bracha on one Pesach, and that's like the same svara that I think that doesn't. It's not a mitzvah. It's not that tzimusa that a person's just doing it in order to save himself from a michshol or from a chashad. Lo Baracha. Okay, but the lack of mitzvah, but etzim ha-maisa. It's not shaykh to make a bracha, since there's no mitzvah in the etzim ha-maisa. And if so, my Rishonim, if it's only al tzrach terumah, it's only in order to save oneself from eating shuma, betumah. So it's not begeder mitzvah. You should just hatzel. It's not begeder mitzvah. You should make a bracha on it, since the whole ikar tachlis is only to save him from a michshol, that you shouldn't come to eat truma with impure hands. And therefore, the Chachamim added that it's a mitzvah. Why did the Chachamim add that it's a mitzvah? And this way you can make a bracha on it. In other words, it's not stam al tzrach truma, but it's also a mitzvah. It's not stam al tzrach truma. The Chachamim added that it's a mitzvah. Now it's a positive mitzvah. It's not just tetzela, and therefore you make a bracha. Terrific. Now it has a shem mitzvah, you make a bracha. We can explain this more based on what Moreno Verbena Mori in the name of the Maharal writes in the Gur Arya in Parshas Vayigash. Mem Vav Yud, that the chiluk between a mitzvah essay and a lois essay is that a mitzvah essay is a kinyan maila. And if you don't do it, you're going to be chaser mitzvah. In other words, a mitzvah essay makes you better. A mitzvah essay makes you better. And if you lack the mitzvah, then you lack the improvement. But a mitzvah lo sa'aseh, the mitzvah is not a kinyan hamayla, the mitzvah doesn't make you better, because you're not kona anything. It's that you shouldn't be over on the ratan abore. That's like a harmful, that's damaging. It was discussed by Rabbeinu in Parshas Toldos, and Parshas Vayigash, and the Horos Nasan Ala Torah. So we see that being with Rabbi Mekayim, a mitzvah essay, a person is gained this extra mayla. And therefore, you make a bracha of asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisa. Because through the kiyum ha-mitzvah, you got an added dose of kedusha. Our Chaim HaKadosh discusses this in Parashas Kedoshim, chapter 20, verse 7. So the idea of a mitzvah essay is tosefes maila. And therefore, we say asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivana. That's if it's an essay. But if it's a lois essay, then there's no. It's not Tosefes Maila, you just don't get harmed by the damage that the Aveira does to you. With this, we can understand the Rosh and Ksubis. Shalom Atzanu Shemavarchim Ela on Mitzvah Ese V'lom Masha Asel V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Where you only find that you make a bracha on Mitzvah Ese and not what God forbade. In other words, the brachas and Kabbalah's HaKedusha that was accomplished through the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Like the Nusach HaBaracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayisav. And the Kabbalah's HaKadusha is done only with Kiyom Mitzvah Saseh, Shehu Kinyan HaMaila, your Makabal is Kiddusha, when you do the Mitzvah Saseh, which is acquiring a Maila, positive trait. Mashenken HaLavim Einan Elu L'Muniyas Michshol V'Isser. The Lavim are to prevent the stumbling block of Isser. And when one's not over on an Aveira, there's no Tosefes Kiddusha, and therefore a bracha isn't shayach. Not that it says in Kiddushin, parenthetically, 39b, that if a person doesn't do an aveira, you get a schar kilo osa mitzvah. So Rashi says, because kofa yitzrei v'loi ovar. So the person who's kofa is yitzer. In other words, I'm not doing the aveira, you're not getting schar. You're getting schar that you're kofa your yitzer, because I'm not doing an aveira. There's no kabbalah's kedusha kedibrei amaral. And therefore, benetil sidaim, if not for the fact that it was only a siyag and it wasn't a mitzvah, then it wouldn't be shaykh to have a bracha, since it's only hasaras hamichshol. Shem yavo lechol truma midaim isoavos. But since they made it into a mitzvah through benetil sidaim, he's kind of milas hakedusha. He acquires that extra mile of kedusha that the mitzvah causes, that the mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. That's learned from the pasuk about Piyat Torah Sheyarucha, like the Rambam says in Bracha 6b, like as we mentioned earlier, we quoted, and therefore it's fitting to make a bracha Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayisa B'vitzivanu, because if a person does a mitzvah, Mekayim divrei chachamim, mekayim es hamitzvah shal pi haTorah she'aruch harei zeh koyne la'atzmoy kiddushas mitzvah zu roi levarech aleha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. So when you're doing a positive mitzvah, then you're getting the asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. You're acquiring this extra kiddusha. Not that Chazal wanted to make the netilah mitzvah in order that you should make a bracha. We have to say there was samech on what it says in the bracha. It's up in Gimel Amud Beis. This kaddish tam elu mayim rishanim. So mayim rishanim is royalist kaddish, but also we say in Tehillim 134:2 sui deishem udechem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem. So since it's a mitzvah that brings kiddusha, sui deichem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem. You bless Hashem when you do something that gives you kiddusha. So here also, washing your hands gives you kedusha. But says su'u yadechem, the tila sudaim is also to take your hands, to raise your hands, or to raise your hands in holiness. So this could be a remnant in the tila sudaim. When you raise your hands in holiness, then by washing them, then you bless Hashem. You make an asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa b'tzivanu. Places yishanim in meseches yevamis and avchof aleph. Amr Aleph writes, "Diba Maska Atshavah Shlomo Vatzal Aznaim Yom Toimar." As in Parak also passing, Chashiv Ervin feels the time to come to B'shashit Tikin Shlomo Ervi Adayin. For my Lo Chashiv Shnias Tahacha Yeshlomo De Lo Chashiv Aladavra Toli B'Chokma U'Svaras Halev. Aval Hacha Ena Davra Toli B'Chokma Lahachmir Lasis Siyag Torah. So the Gemara talks about the Takana Shlomo Melech made. It talks about Ervin and the Tilos Yadayim. But what about shnios the arayas? What about the harchakas that the rabbis forbade various relatives on a person? How come that's not also enumerated? And the answer is because the Gemara there is only talking about things that are depend on chachma and svaras halev. But here it's not talib chachma. That's the gospel came out in chacham bini yismachu b'gamani. So there it's an inyan of chachma. But here it's not an inyan of chachma b'chalal. To be asked for these shneios la'arayas, it's just an inyan of lach alahachmu v'lasa siyag v'torah. It's only there to make a fence for Torah. So therefore it's not enumerated in the, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, which are things that Shlomo HaMelech was mitakin b'chachma. So the question is, then it feels to them, is also mishum siyag. Like Rashi writes in Shabbos 14b, the kosav, he's then v'chikev, it's v'sha'aso is naim l'torah, so this is like what does it mean izen? Izen is like you made oznaim l'torah, ears for the Torah. You can hold on to the Torah. You made a siyag, you made a fence. Harchaka, like this, like a cup that you make a handle for it. Clearly, you make a handle for it. Here also, Shlomo HaMelech made a handle for the Torah by letting us better get a hold of the Torah by making harchakas. So Netilas Dam is also Mishum Siyag. So what then is the difference between harchakas and Shnios? So based on what we said, we understand very well. Enochinami originally Yadayim was Al Siyag and harchaka. But Shlomo was Mitakin Shevigedim Mitzvah Shemavarachim Alah. So besides the din Siyag that it has, there's also a din Mitzvah through which a person's Kona Mailo V'Kedusha, like the Maral says that we mentioned earlier. And this is Tali b'chachma b'svaras halev. Shlomo Melech understood this chachma. The two netilas yadayim, you're kind of kedusha. It's not just a siyag. When Shem came shniyos, it's just merely a siyag. L'inyan zeh, even without chachma, Shlomo, we would know to make our own siyag. So there's no baskel that's going to come out and say b'niim chacham libcha yismach li b'gamani. We can also add dafka netilas yadayim and eruvin. It's shaykh the name of the baskel b'niim chacham libcha, like we see in eruvin, because it says in Shabbos 31a that chachma is a seder kachim. And since Shlomo was mitakin, she you together mitzvah the lorak is siyagreid and imtzashai de kiyum and ukoine kinyan amayla. So Chachma say their nashim, and since Shlomo was mitakin, that it should be together mitzvah, not just the siyag. So by the kiyum, a person's kone kinyan amayla is adding kiddush, which is bechinas Chachma. It's Chachma's kachim, and the tilas yadayim is kachim, it's kadishtem, v'yisim kadoshim, it's kadishtem mayim v'shonim. So he's adding this. Is chachma b'nim chacham libcha yismach libi gamani? Because he's adding kedusha and say their kachim is chachma. That's why the gospel came out talking about its chokhmah. She'ain kein. When it comes to the shnius la'arayos, there's no special chokhmah. There it's just an inyan of separating you from yourself from avera, which you can figure out on your own. But here's a special inyan of chokhmah. B'niim chacham libcha. If you're goring hoisiv kedusha, that's called chokhmah. So yismach libi gam ani. That was the gospel. So it would appear that we can explain that or more that that Chazal made. Until Sidaim and Mitzvah and Kabbalah's Kedusha, not just the Siyag, is that in Chulin 106a, it says Until Sidaim Chulin Pnei Sirach Truma, Rashi says, Sheyadaim Shneos Apostles is a Truma. Avachul Mo Mahani Bushenib Pnei Sirach Truma, Sheyagilu Ochle Truma Lito Yedem, in Higua Bechulin, that Yedaim are Shneos Latuma, they passel Truma, but Chulin, Sheyni Latuma doesn't passel Chulin. But they said, by chulin you wash your hands so that somebody does it. So we have a hergel. We have a habit of washing our hands before we eat. And this way, when it comes to truma, we're going to do that as well. So it's hard to understand. Oh, the only people are eating truma are kohanim. So how are we all eating, we all washing a tefillah sidayim for the kohanim? I'm not a kohen. And Adza, you're also not a kohen. And even if you are, besed, you're a kohen. But what about all the other non-kohanim? So what do we have to wash our hands for? Because the Kohanim are eating Truma. We're not eating Truma. There are many halachas that Kohanim have that we're not making Xeru for us. Kohanim aren't allowed to become Tamei Meis. We become Tamei Meis. So Kohanim aren't allowed to eat Yadayim Misoavos with impure hands. So but we are. So why are they going to follow us? They're not following us into the graveyard. So why are they going to follow us when we eat? Another appeal is that Rashi explains Kohanim are Zrizim, and therefore they can eat with a napkin, not touching the truma. But if a person's eating pure food, they weren't matir because they're not as careful as the Kohanim. It's very hard to understand because the whole Ikuchim and Tilas Taim in Yisrael is only al Sirach Truma. So we're machmir more on Yisrael, but we're not allowed to eat b'mapa than Kohanim were allowed to eat b'mapa. Kohanim matiru lamlecho b'mapa. In Israel, not. How could it be? When it comes to a Kohen, we're more makel, even though the whole gzera of why we have to wash our hands in the first place is because of the Kohanim. We're machmir and self doing tefillah sidayim the Kohanim. And then when it comes to eating by not touching the food and holding with a napkin, so we tell the Kohanim, you guys can eat with a napkin, and we Israelim can't. Why? The whole reason we wash our hands in the first place is only because of you Kohanim. So if you're makel and eating with a mappa, why can't we be makel to eat with a mappa? So could be that the answer is based on the Gemara Chulin and by the way, in the Sefer Lekach Tov, in the 17th Klal, he was mayor from a number of other places, whether we find that the Tufel was subordinate and more chamer than the Iker. And hopefully we'll discuss that in a future shir. So it appears followed that the Gemara Chulin and of Kuvav say that Netilas Yadayim Chulin Meisrach Truma Ve'od Mishum Mitzvah. And Tosis explains that Tikkun Mishum Mikius that they are Netake in this mitzvah out cleanliness. So it would appear that we can say that the Yisod Mitzvah Netilas Yadayim Chulin, Yisod Mitzvah Netilas Yadayim Chulin is based on what it says in Chagiga 27a that Mizmancha Beisim Kishkayim is Be'ach Mechaper Ala Adam. Now the Shulchan of a person is Mechaper Anam Elama writes in Arachayim 167.5 that it's a mitzvah lahavi al-kol Shulchan Melech before your Botzea because the Shulchan is like a Mizbech and the Achil is like a carbon, al-kol Karbancha. The Hakrav Melech is like a Mizbech, you have for Melech so to on your table, which is like a Mizbech. So the Shulchan of a person is Doim al-Mizbech, the Achil is like a Korvus HaKarban. The person who's eating is like a Kohen, he's doing the Avoid of a Korvus HaKarban. And now we see in Pesachim is a Remes 59b, Kohanim Ochlim Balim Miskaprim. Kohanim eat and the Balim are Miskaprim. So now we can understand they were Metakin Netilas Yadayim before the Seuda, and they were Metakin Dafke Shtei Netilos, Mesechas Yadayim Perik Beis, Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Sevim Kuf Samach Beis Beis. And if any Kohen, before he goes into the Mikdash to do the Avoda, Hayatzar Chlas is Shtei Pu'ulos Shel Tara V'Kiddush. Hayinu Litbol V'Gam L'Kadish Yadav V'Ragav. Any Kohen, before he goes into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, had to do two pe'ulas of Tara and Kiddush. He had to be Toivel, and he also had to be Makadish. He had to wash Yadav Viraglav. Like we see in the Mishnah in Yuma 38, and Nechutzah Zerah La'avodah, Filo Torah Atchi Yitbol, and he also needed Kiddush Lein Verglayim. Like we see in the Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa 30:19. And corresponding to these two Tyrus, they were attacking two Netilas Lefnei HaSudah, the Merames, that the Jew who eats is like the Kohen who's coming to do the Avodah, requires Tara and Kiddush. Tara is to be Misalek, the Tumah, and Kiddush is to be Mosif, Kiddusha. Rashi Sota 4b, Netilah Vishonim, and Teresi Adayim, when Netilah Shonim, and Tara is Hamayim, Shetofon, Al-Aideh, Shenitmu. So the Darkeinu, we can say that according to Rashi, the first Netilah is to be Matar, and the second Netilah is to be Matar, the water that was on the hands, that this water became Tumah. According to our Derek, we can explain that the first Netilah is Keneged Tfilas HaKohen, goes into the Azara to become Tar, and the second is Keneged Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, that adds Kiddusha. And with this we can understand what the Halacha Gedolos writes in Brachas, Sof Perek Vav. Sof Perek Vav, that they were Matzrich Netilas Adayim B'Kli Dafka, Asmachu Rabbanah HaZos Mechatas V'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim D'Boi Kli. Rabbis are masmich this on the sprinkling of the mechatas of the faraduma ashes and kiddush adayim v'raglayim that require a kli. So we have to understand what does until adayim v'suda have to do with hazelz mechatas that's coming to mitayim mitumas meis and kiddush adayim v'raglayim, which is la'avod v'beis hamikdash. But based on what we said, it's very good because the yisod until adayim v'suda is kinyan taras hakohen terem shavad abudaso is the achila doim la'avod hakorbanos, and therefore asmachu l'netila she adoim l'hazelz mechatas habali with tayim. So it makes a lot of sense now because the Yisod and Tilas Adayim Basuda is like Taras HaKohen, and the Achilas is like Avodas HaKarbanos, and therefore they connected it to the Hazaz Mechatas that's coming to the Matar Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that's coming to add Kiddusha. And that's what we say in the Tilas Adayim, besides the Srach Chum, there's also a mitzvah. They made it like the mitzvah of Tfilah with Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before the Avodah, and that's why Imam Rishon and Mitzvah, it's not just the Siyag, but it's came as his Tula, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Afnei HaAvodah. You see a similar idea in the Chokhmah Shlomo and Orchaim, Kufnin Ches Sif Aleph, and similarly in the Aruch HaShulchan, Kufnin Tes Sif Aleph. And the question is, additional question, why, when were they attacking the Tula Sidayim Lechulin? Rashi in Shabbos, 615a, says that Shlomo is goes in the Tula Sidayim Lechachim, and Beisham and Beis Hillel were goes there even for Truma. And the Netilas Yadayim for Chulin, we have to say that we see in Chagiga 18b, the Mishnah Notan Yadayim Lechulin was a Takana after Tamid Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. It doesn't say who was Metak in Rambam, Avos Hatumas. Avos Hatumah 8:8 writes that Shlomo HaMelech, who based Dino Gozru HaKol Yadayim, that will be Shnios, but he was only Gozru Yadayim Tumah LeKodesh, and then Chacham were Gozru even for Chuma. In Hochus Brachas 6b, the Rambam writes, Kol Anocha Yadav goes for Achila Kriyashma and Tfila. First makes an Al Asher Gershom Sama Pilas Yadayim, the Mrs. Chachamim, and we were commanded to listen to them, Al Piyat Torah Shia Rucha, but he doesn't say who the Takan and Chachamim were, or Metakin and Tilas Yadayim Lechulin, and it's a Pele, it's such a gross Takana, that they were Metakin and Chachamim after the door of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It doesn't say who was Metakin and when they were Metakin, and this is no gale between the states of Kol Echa, why isn't this mentioned? Erev in 21b, Maisib Rabbi Akiva was Chavish Beis HaSur, and he didn't have water to wash his hands, and therefore he didn't eat. He said, I'd rather die, and that'll be over Aldas Chaveri, so it's Mashur, and Atilas Yadayim was Nitkan B'yama, because he said Aldas Chaveri, or Mitake and Atilas Yadayim, so maybe it was Mamash Rabbi Akiva, the Hadvarim to Unim Libun, the Biur, Uvezus Hashem, Siyat Vishmai, Zachin and Mamot, and Sugyan and Flav, and Atilas Yadayim, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue our foray into the incredible halachas of Netilas Yadayim, the exciting halachas of Netilas Yadayim, and Mirtz Hashem in a future shiur. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.